The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard of this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired to them where the Christ child was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd by people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage, and then opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. Today we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany of the Lord. This feast is popularly called as the Feast of the Three Kings. The Greek word Epiphany, which means appearance or manifestation or showing forth. Originally, the word Epiphany referred to the visit of a king to the people of his provinces. In the context of Christianity, Epiphany refers to God's self-revelation as well as to the revelation of Jesus as his Son to the world. Jesus revealed himself not only to the Jews, the chosen people, but also to pagan visitors. Jesus is Savior not only of Israelites, the chosen people, but also to everybody. And in this sense, I am sure that the Magi represent all the other people of the world. In today's Gospel, we heard that our Magi arrived in Jerusalem following a star, interpreted it as a sign of the birth of a new king of the Jews. These Magi came in search of the newly born king and understood that God revealing himself to the universe through a group of non-Jewish people. The Magi were strangers, foreigners, totally outsiders who came to pay real homage to this little child. When they find him, they worshipped him and pay him homage by offering him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And in the second reading, Paul refers to the great mystery of God revealed to him. Namely, that God desires to save both Jews and Gentiles in Christ. Gentiles join the Jews in experiencing God's promise of salvation. Here in the first reading and the second reading, that the king will come and rule his people, both Jews and Gentiles. He will be like a light to everyone. That light redeems everyone from the darkness of sinful life. That's why St. Paul was really glad that Jesus is the Savior of everyone. When we come to the point of gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh may be thought of as prophesizing Jesus' future. Gold was a gift for king. Frankincense, an ancient air perfumer and purifier, was offered to God in the temple. Myrrh, an oriental remedy for intestinal worms in infants, was used by the high priest as an anointing oil and to prepare bodies for the burial. These gifts were not only expensive, but portable. Perhaps Joseph sold the gifts to finance the Holy Family trip to Egypt. The gifts might have been God's way of providing for the journey that lay ahead. And we have the shepherds. They have their own gifts to baby Jesus. Love, tears of joy, and probably woolen clothes and milk from their sheep. The Magi offered gold in recognition of Jesus as the King of the Jews. Frankincense, in acknowledgement that he was God. And myrrh, as a symbol of his human nature. Jesus was presented to all of us as King and Lord and God. So, he is a solace for every human being as a king and as God. So, let us worship Jesus at Mass every day if we can, with the gold of our love, the myrrh of our humility, and the frankincense of our adoration. Let us offer God our very selves, promising him that we will use his blessings to do good for our fellow men. Let us plot a better path for our lives, just as the Magi chose another route to return to their homes. Let us choose a better way of life, abstaining from proud and impure thoughts, evil habits, and selfish behavior. Let us become the star, leading others to Jesus as the star led the Magi to him. We can remove or lessen the darkness of the evil around us by being, if not like stars, at least like candles, radiating Jesus' love by selfless service, unconditional forgiveness, and compassionate care. As we listen to our gospel about how God guided the three wise men to the baby Jesus by means of a special star, how nice it would be for each of us to have a star to follow in the right direction. The Bible is a great star to all of us. Even King Herod brought the three wise men into contact with the Bible. The Bible is the excellent guide for people looking for Jesus. Jesus did not give us the New Testament. It was the Christian community that accepted his word and transmitted part of it to us through the Bible. What the Christian community, we would have no gospels today, and we still need the church's help to understand them. But of course, Jesus Christ is our guiding star and God. He is our way, our truth, and life. Of course, there is also such thing as following the wrong star. We do that when we look down and not up. When we look down, you will be in money, sex, drink, power, popularity, personality, bad company, or patronage association. So, we need always look up. When we look down, all these things takes place in our life. But Jesus' appearance, manifestation, or showing forth will help us to look up as the Magi looked up the star of Messiah, the King and our Lord. So, Bible is our star and Jesus is our light. We need to compare these two all the time in our life, so that we become light and star to other people, to take everyone to Jesus.